This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We broadcast 2 hours from the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. You can click on the Instructors tab. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. And with us today is Mike Ma. Welcome, Mike Ma.
Well, good morning, Vincent. Thank you for having me.
You know, Mike, I was walking down the hallway this morning at the farmhouse, and I thought, you know, it's really kind of nice. I have a constant way of remembering Mike Ma. I can remember Mike Ma anytime I want. All I have to do is look at my wrist. And there is a scar
from where you shot me. And the house is scarred.
Yeah, the house, you know, really, we've got a couple locations in the house where we have these dings in the wall, and the plan is to never paint them. So what we'll do is just maybe put a little frame, a permanent frame around them, and maybe, and that will be our reminder of the shootout at the farmhouse. Yeah, so Mike, I still have that scar right on my wrist. Now, do you still have your scar?
Oh, yes. I've got scars all over me. Yeah.
Oh, Mike, that was some training. You know, I was telling a story about how, well, you may not know this, Mike, but you were going to do some training here with some of our instructors, and they wanted a family to be trained. And you were in the kitchen, and you know, we're getting ready for the training, and the trainees arrived. And I said, "Hey, Mike, I'm going to go say hi to these guys. They just pulled up." And so I went out the side door, and I greeted them, and I said, "Hey, look, I just want you to know, you know, you weren't there, so I kind of prevented you from hearing this. I said, just want you to know, this is the scariest thing you've ever done. You don't have to do this." Yeah, I said,
can't be that bad. Can't be that.
Well,
that's what they were thinking.
Mike, well, that's what they were thinking. He said, "Oh, that's okay. I'm good. And then minutes later, I heard the screams. I was in the farmhouse and you guys were outside, and I'm sure that those screams could have been heard for a mile. But the reason I'm telling this story, sort of telling it, I'm leaving out some details on purpose. The reason I'm telling this story is because it is clear to me that most of us who think we're all ready and prepared for whatever may happen, we're not prepared. And let me give you an example of that. I don't know if you know this, Mike, but I was trained by the NRA as a range safety officer before I met you. And the NRA teaches, you know, get on the line and ready on the line, and they teach you when you can remove your handgun from your holster, when you can't, when you can fire, and when you stop firing. They tell you. Yeah. You're being told what to do by somebody else. And the point of all this is, if you're being told when you can and can't shoot, you're going to be programmed that way.
Yeah.
And the training that you provide has nothing to do with safety, except maybe the safety of yourself.
Yes, that's personal responsibility. That's the only safety there is. And we talk about your finger and keeping it off the trigger and keep it pointed in a safe place until you're ready to make it unsafe.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so with that, today's broadcast classroom with SeniorUSAPrepares.com, Mike Ma, he's an author, he's a speaker, he's an educator, he's a trainer, and he's my very, very close friend. And we're going to spend the next 2 hours talking about bribing. And yes, you heard that right. How to bribe for your life. We're going to talk about traveling, how to do it safely. And we're going to talk about the three-man militia. And Mike, you've taught many seminars on how to bribe for your life. Now, this may seem a little unsettling to people, but believe it or not, the world works this way in many places, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. And it's more than just in maybe a violent situation. You use it throughout your life and business.
I had lunch, and I don't go out very often, but I happened to be in Springfield, Missouri, for a blood test. Dr. Shealy wanted my family to go for a blood test because he's doing this trial with us on the Bliss oils to see if they will increase our telomere length. And so my mom and Mrs. Finelli and I went to Springfield yesterday. And I remember we had lunch at a Chinese restaurant, but we don't go out to eat very often. And I remember that you and I were there at that same Chinese restaurant, and one of the gals was there, and I was tempted to ask her if she remembered you, but I didn't. And the reason is that, Mike, one of the things that you do is you tip in a very unusual way, very unusual. And as a matter of fact, you don't just tip, you over tip. But I didn't. But I have a feeling if I were to describe Mike Ma and being in the restaurant years ago, I'll bet you she would remember you from the way you behave. And it's not like you were doing something that was ugly or mean or nasty. It's exactly the opposite, that you were a gentleman and you were friendly and kind above and beyond. So can you, and that's part of this bribing, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. It's like I say, body language. I say I live in Guatemala, Central America, and I don't speak Spanish. So everything is based on body language. I didn't realize that body language is really more important than what you say. And the reason I say that is, like I say, I make friends, I get along with people, and I can't even speak to them. And many people, like I say, they're comfortable around me, and they don't even know what I'm talking about. So it's the body language, and that includes mannerisms, and the tone of voice, and, you know, everything that you do that they see, and they don't even have to be talking to you. Somebody across the room will see the same thing. It's very important. Good mannerisms is very important.
Okay, so let's talk about how you pave the way for your next visit. Okay, so you visit a place, and you think, you know, I might be back here someday. How do you make sure that things go really smoothly for your next visit?
Okay. The first thing, you have to do first impressions. And I smile a lot. I used to think there was something. Well, people used to tell me there was something wrong with me because I smiled so much. But like I say, I enjoy smiling. I enjoy people. And when I see things, I ask questions. And all this stuff, acting like that gets people's attention, and they feel needed, and they are needed. And like I say, even though I'm only here once. There, you know, I might, like, I'm on the motorcycle and I'm traveling, and I'll wave and I'll be real nice to them, and you know, maybe 100 yards down the road, my motorcycle might break, so I might be back. That's why I'm nice to these people all the time, because I need them. Even though I may need them, and at the same time, when I'm being nice to them, that opens them up, and like I say, they feel comfortable, and you know, we're all comfortable with each other. And I do the same thing, like I say, with law enforcement, military, bandits, guerrillas, the rebels. It doesn't make any difference. I'm the same way. Like I say, I don't want violence, and I want us all to have fun. I mean, life is a lot of fun. And to me, I'm seeing things that I've never seen before, and I don't understand anything. And so I'm seeing it, I don't understand it, and so I'm letting them try to explain to me what I'm seeing, and we don't even speak the same language. So it ends up they're using body language also. So we're all having a lot of fun just trying to get through the next few minutes. It is. It's really interesting and entertaining to everybody.
Well, you sir. You certainly are entertaining, and you do smile a lot. There's no question about it, and it opens a lot of doors. And speaking of opening a lot of doors, class, if Mike Ma and I are walking, let's say we're walking into that restaurant, that same restaurant, it will almost be a race to see who can open the door for the other, rather than I'll just slow up my pace and let the other guy open the door. You know, it's going that little bit of extra distance. It may not cost anything. That smile doesn't cost anything. But it can really help.
And all right,
it really can.
The manners. I mean, opening doors, it's just good manners. You know, it's just, I'm amazed how men don't do that more often. And it's funny because I'll open a door for a woman, and all the other women that aren't even close to the door, I get their eyes when they see me do that. And, you know, it's the same thing, pulling a chair out, just using manners that we know of. Just using that, and not only whatever woman I have, but also other women. I do it to everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I experienced that yesterday. I held the door open for people, and I thought, what's this guy doing? And I sat down at a restaurant, and a guy was waiting for his food, and he was just sitting alone, and I started talking to him. He's like, he was kind of surprised, like, why are you talking to me? Why are you smiling? And we can do it. And what did it cost? Nothing. And I made a new friend. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to DollarDownfall.com. Again, that's DollarDownfall.com.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we learned that bribing can be free. Bribing the Mike Ma way can be as simple as a smile, some positive body language, opening the door. And if you'd like to go to Mike Ma's website, it's nostressmike.com. Nostressmike.com. And there's a link to Mike Ma on the website, usapreparers.com. On the instructors tab. Mike, I was having a chat. Aaron Dakins called me last night. Aaron Dakins is a broadcaster here at GCN, and she's on from 10 to midnight Central Time, Monday through Friday. And she asked me a question, and I'd like to share this with you, and I'd like to share my response and her response and get your take on this. She said, Vinny, what do you think... what do you think the percentage of people who will survive is? By that, she said, that have the edge to survive, the desire, the serious desire. They can be the MacGyver, the person who uses what's around him or her to literally survive, that has the knowledge and the skills and so forth to survive, and the will to survive. And I said, well, 1%. And she said, really, 1%? And I said, what do you think, Aaron? She said, 30%. So we talked a little longer, and I described why I said 1%. And she said, and I said, so are you down to 1%? She said, 20%. And by the time we talked for another 15 minutes or so, she was down to 10%. And I said, can we take it down to 5? And she said, no, she's holding at 10. Now, here's the point. The point is that we have different perspectives on who is going to survive based on skills, knowledge, desire, tactics, strategies, you know, wherewithal, all those things. Mike, what do you think? You travel around the world. You've been in lots of places, and places that many of us haven't been. What do you think of the Americans' ability to survive, those that have the desire, the willingness, the skills, the tactics, the training, all of those things to survive?
The trick you said was Americans. Now,
yes.
One unique advantage that the Americans have over everybody else, now I believe the United States became strong because of strong individuals coming together for a common goal. And that goal is an impossible thing to most people, but it takes strong individuals to do it. Now, where I'm at in Oklahoma, when they see my car, I'm in a, we've got 500 population, and when they see my car there, then they know I'm there, and then people stop by, and we kind of brainstorm out in the garage or out in the barn. And what I figured out is you may be right on the 1%, except the majority of the, the people that really take personal responsibility, they look for leadership. And the way we look at it is when bad things happen, everybody's going to look around, and whoever's standing tall, they will take them for a lead. Just like we were talking about the body language and all this kind of stuff, they're going to see who's standing tall and strong, and they will take his lead and do what he does. And now I do that even in Central America. Like I say, I don't speak, but there's something that needs to be done. I'll look at it, and everybody's standing around looking like a tree's laying across the road. And I'll look at it, and everybody's standing around looking, and what do we do, what do we do? I'll go over there and grab the tree like I'm getting ready to lift the tree up off the road. And everybody will say, oh, well, then the next thing I know, we're all over there lifting the tree, getting it off the road. So I believe that when that 1% is the leadership is what it is. Now, how many is going to follow when you start talking about percentage? I don't know, but there's going to be a whole lot more than what you think. And it's going to be the ones that, like you said, have skills, they're physically fit, and they're knowledgeable. These are the ones that are going to jump in and help lift that tree off the road. Now, the sickly ones, they won't. And the weak ones, they won't do it.
Mm-hmm. Good answer, Mike. Mike Ma and I will be right back after these few short bottom-of-the-hour commercials, and we're going to talk more about bribing. And my next question for Mike Ma is, okay, so if we're going to bribe, what do we have with us in our pockets, maybe in our trunk of our car, maybe in our bag? What do we have? What tricks do we have in our bag for bribing?
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips.
IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Mike Maz with us, and we're talking about survival. We're talking about preparedness. We're talking about bribing for your life. Mike, let me make this comment, and let me get your reaction. Then we'll talk about what do you bring with you for bribing purposes, trinkets, and so forth. So I believe, Mike, that if a person has not experienced serious training for a home invasion, serious training for kidnapping, serious training for a holdup, serious training for a shootout, that person is not ready. What's your reaction?
No, he's not quite right on that. The first thing is, you had serious training before I met you. I know you had serious training. And how well did it work? Okay, that's the first thing. And then the other thing, I don't know how many times you hear about people that have never handled a firearm before, and they're in a really bad situation. They get their hands on it, and they just start shooting, and it works. So I think what it is more than anything is attitude. With your attitude, you're going to make split-second decisions that are going to be positive for your outcome. If you don't have the proper attitude, it's going to be like what you're talking about. You're going to just do what you're told. And just like when we shot with each other, I didn't tell you how to shoot, when to shoot, and none of that kind of stuff. I left it all up to you. And the first time, it didn't work for you. But after that, well, then everything worked for you. Like I say, I couldn't get close to you after the first time. And it's the same thing. I say there's mothers that they just hate firearms and all this kind of stuff. And then something happens, I mean, they will get their hand, if there's a firearm around, they know it's there. They're going to get their hands on it, and they're going to start making noise, you know. So they're going to get results. Because, why? Because their attitude. And it's the same thing for you. It was your attitude. That's why you just, all it took was one time of reality check, and then after that, you can pretty much get yourself through any situation.
So class, I really believe that training helps, and the Mike Ma way of training is, it happens, he engineers the situation, it is terrifying, and then we talk about what happened, what went right, what went wrong. And the first time, a lot of things went wrong, like my gun jammed, and I was outgunned, 3-1. They had shotguns, and I had a revolver that was jammed, and I had nowhere to go. Yeah. So, Mike, what do you carry with you when you're bribing?
Okay, it's funny that you mentioned a bag of tricks. And it's funny. The first thing that you really need is skills. That really is, because you run out of stuff. And what I do, if I have a gym bag that I carry leather working stuff, so I can make things out of leather or repair leather. That's in one gym bag. I have another gym bag that I can sharpen things. I can sharpen most anything except for a knife. I can't do them by hand. You know, I can't do it by hand, make them razor sharp. But anything other than that, I can sharpen them up. And then, so that's the bags of stuff that gives me skills that makes it so people want me to be around. They have things that need to be sharpened or repaired, and then, boy, you know, that's it. And so I'm good. But also, I have things. And, but like I say, the things, you only have so many things. I'm gone, I'll be gone 6 months on a trip. I'll be out, no telling where, for 6 months. You can't carry enough stuff. And so, but what I will have is I'll have gold coins, and that's mainly for if I have big-time emergencies. If I need to get on a plane, if I need an operation, just really big thing. Maybe I need to buy another vehicle. That's what I would use the gold coin for. Silver coins. I use silver coins that are made to impress. They're kind of like the copper coins. I use copper coins too. And copper coins are a whole lot cheaper than the silver. But like I say, when they're bright and shiny like that, kind of like, remember in the old days when they had the beads and they'd give them to the Indians? Well, the same thing. These are bright and shiny and big 1 ounce coins. Like I say, you drop it in their hand, and when it hits their hand, boy, they can feel that weight. And so, you know, they're all, their eyes light up and all this type of stuff. So, I'll use a lot of the coins Now, I say the silver coins is I mainly have for if it's somebody's birthday or anniversaries, some kind of big special occasion, you know, and I'm going to this party or something like that, and I'm Chinese, and we put things in a red envelope, and it's good luck is what it is when you put in a red envelope. Now put the coin in that red envelope. And so these are all things, like I say, that helps them remember me. And that opens doors later on in the future. Because like I say, I might be coming back through again, and no telling what's going to happen. So you got that, and then beef jerky. You can get small packages of beef jerky, or you can get single sticks of beef jerky. Those are things when I'm asking for directions and stuff like that. And you don't want to impress them a whole lot, so that's why I'm saying you use something like beef jerky and cookies, you know, individually wrapped, you know, cracker cookie things, and just anything that that will withstand. Now, see, I'm down in the tropical weather, so I need stuff that can handle the weather. It's lightweight. They take up less room. And but like I say, you got to be open to their cultures. There's a certain way to present all this stuff to them. And normally, I don't do it where everybody can see it because, like I say, it's that person is the one that I'm trying to impress. And like I say, I've been doing necklaces. I started using necklaces now. I get them. You know, not by the gross, but I can get them by the dozen. And I say, so that's other stuff that I can present. It's funny because, you know, I've given him the necklace to a man, and then, you know, what good is that going to do to a man? Well, he's got a woman. So, you know, that's where it's going to happen. He's going to get it and give it to his woman. So I've impressed two people with the same, you know, the same gift. So, and that's the kind of things you need to be aware of. You want to try to be pleasant and helpful to as many as possible. And it doesn't take a whole lot. But like I say, food is really a good thing, sealed food. Some places, they don't let food in, so you got to know what it is that you're getting into. Now, I'm on the road. I'm driving, so that's why it's easier for me to take the food. I tried jewels. You know, diamonds, rubies, and all that kind of stuff. And that doesn't work. They're too small, and people don't really know what they are. It's really not that impressive. If you find jewelers, yeah, you can impress a jeweler, but that's about all you can do. But like I say, it's services, skills that you have, and like I say, small things that really make the difference. You don't need to shake the world. All you need to do is just kind of put a little sparkle in their world. That's all it takes.
Now, Mike, how do you know whether what you should pull out of your bag of tricks, for example? So how do you know? Can you give us an example of, oh, let's say maybe a border crossing, and it looks like you're just not going to get through unless you pay this toll. But how do you know how much the toll should be? Is it that necklace? Is it a cookie? Is it beef jerky? Or is it bigger than that? How do you determine that?
Okay. Well, the first thing when you're at a border, nowadays they've got cameras all over, so you can't really do a whole lot right there. That's where your good mannerisms and stuff like that goes into effect. I've tried to, and I learned this. I tried to give a copper coin, and you know, when I dropped it in their hand, and you know, they were impressed, but then they said they can't take it, you know. And that was the only time I've ever had anybody that wouldn't take that coin. They're big and shiny, they're really nice, and they said they couldn't take it, and then they moved their eyeballs back, and you could see they were talking about the cameras. And so that's where I learned, well, you're probably limited right there, because they'll see me giving it to them. So, but other than that, I never give money, and it's just like what you're saying. I don't know how much to give. Now, back 20 or 30 years ago, the only, and when law enforcement would stop you, the only one that you had to worry about bribing was the guy with the gun. It used to be not all everybody had guns, only the boss. Like I said, there'll be like five policemen there to stop you. Only one will have a gun. He's the one that you're going to bribe. And at that time, it was before I went down there, I was talking to people, and they told me how much you're supposed to bribe. I mean, it's like everybody knows it, you know. And I was really cheaper than I thought. I mean, at that time, it was like $5. And I, you know, and I said, five, you know, you can bribe somebody for $5? And they said, well, you're just one of many that's coming through. And, like, on at that time, what they would do is all the police or military would stand around your car, and one would come in and put his arms in your window and talk to you. And when his arms are in the window, that's when you put a $5 bill on his hand. And then, you know, then he'll just say, okay, everything's okay, and then he'll step back, and then you can drive on. So it was easy back then. Now things have changed.
Fascinating. And you're talking about Mexico, Central America?
Yes.
Mike Ma's with us. We'll be right back. We're talking more about bribing and bribing your way to save your life. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This can be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Why
today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I thought you needed to meet my instructor, Mike Ma. Mike, can you share a story with us? One that involves traveling. One that involves, where everybody lived. can you share a story with us that just comes to the top of your mind?
Okay. Every time you travel in across borders, especially, it's really, really tough on the road. That's why a lot of people fly. But when it's completely different when you're driving. And it's even different when you're taking things. And one time, I took a big old box truck, like a U-Haul trailer, or a U-Haul truck, a big one. And I took that down there. And I had, matter of fact, that's when we moved down there. But somebody wanted the truck, so I volunteered to drive it down there, but I loaded it with all my stuff. And, so that complicated things. That made things even worse. And, when we, got to the border and we were trying to cross, well, then they want to tax you for everything that you have. And, I have no problem. You know, it's their border and all that. But it came out like $10,000 they wanted in taxes. And then that became a problem. And, but I didn't know how to do it. So I had to kind of, and I don't speak, but there was somebody with us that could speak. And he would be talking to different people, and I was watching body language. And I could watch and see who it is that had some kind of importance. And I really didn't know what they did. And then he was talking to a guy, and this guy really looked like he knew something. And then it turned out he could speak a little bit of English. And so what it ended up, we went off to the side, and we just started talking. And I found out that he had a child, just had a baby, and what his job was to get help people cross the border. And normally people will hire somebody and they will come to him, and then he would work things out, and then he would be the direct man to the border crossing people. And so I'm talking to the direct guy that's going to be talking to them. And so then I as he was talking, tell me about his newborn. And in the Chinese culture, gold is a big thing. And so I got that red envelope with a gold coin, a 1/10 ounce gold coin. It was just a little one. And I gave it to him, and that's for his son. Especially, it was his firstborn, and it was a boy. And that's a big thing in the Chinese culture. And so I told him I wanted to be the first person to give his son gold. And the gold was, the coin was, at that time, was worth about $35, a 10th-ounce gold coin. And, you know, so I gave that to him. And then the next thing I know, he says he's talking to the other people that I'm traveling with, and then they go off, and then they come back, and we ended up paying $500 in taxes to cross the border. Mm. So, in other words, he put out that extra special effort to get things done. And that was one of the times I used gold. I say seldom I use gold, but I do have small gold coins for that particular kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Mike, has it ever not worked?
Other than when you're right at the border itself and the cameras are watching you, that's the only time you really can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you just, once you see the cameras, then you know you just got to be at their mercy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mike Ma's with us, senior USAPrepares.com instructor. NoStressMike.com, NoStressMike.com. Mike's an author of at least 4 books. One of your books is unpublished, right, Mike?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yep. And that will be published upon Mike's death. Very interesting concept. I haven't seen it. But I have all his other books. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the three-man militia. The three-man militia. A little scary? No, not really. We're going to tell you how it works, why it works, and how you need to consider implementing it in your family and neighborhood. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to. If you can defend your food supply from predators, you may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.